Okay, we're all set.
We're all set.
Nobody's online.
Not yet.
Houses.
Yep. Everything is all set.
These two go together.
I think Chase has got one.
I got one. I'm good. Okay.
So we'll call a meeting over at 6:01. Okay. So the first thing would be add this to the agenda.
I have none, David.
None.
We should talk about the bottles at the transfer station. Just such I'll let you know the beat, what's going on with the power.
Well,
and this building, the beach was, but the bottles at the transfer station wasn't.
What do you want that one on again?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's add the
bread and milk,
returnable bottle the meeting at transfer station.
I want to make a motion to add transfer. Oh, you want?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion to add transfer station and this building to the
what this
agenda.
To
is that more or less information or what?
Yeah, more information.
So why don't we just do it? We can do that, but there'll be no vote on it.
Right.
It would be on the bottles.
Okay.
But not this building.
Transfer station. Okay, I'll make a motion to add that to the agenda.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, so let's see, notice. OCSU-P Public Health meeting at August 25th, Lake Region's High School, Lake Region Union High School, and EMS Board recommend moving to a unified school district represented by a single board.
Well, I understand this is a big issue, but I don't really know what's involved in it, except that it's a pretty big move.
I think that if you're interested, that would be the place to go.
Just wanted to say that it's a big issue.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Because your town representation might change a lot.
They have one board that just a few.
Right.
Okay, so what? We need no action on this. So, treasurer, update on scoping study bidding process.
Yeah, so there's a handout up there. This is the bidding process. It's nothing I've experienced before. It's called the at the ready.
Is this the handout?
No, they
already have it.
Flow chart one.
Yeah.
You already have it.
Yep.
Okay.
This is a federally blessed program the state manages. And it's called the At the Ready Consultant Services. So instead of putting out a bid, they have a list of six approved engineering firms. And so a committee of at least two members reviews the statement of qualifications of three of the consultants. And you send, when you're done, you send your RFP out to the one party that's at the top of your list. And so the RFP goes out, and then you wait for them to respond to the RFP. So it's not a bidding process, as we typically know. And this is it's state sanctioned, and this is the way the state wants us to run this. So we are free if we don't like the proposal, we don't have to take it. And then we would move down to number two. So, and then you iterate to get somebody you like. So they will have been advised we have a budget of 50,000. They could propose 45, 50, 60, and list the services they would do. But that is going to be a process we follow. It'll speed up things, but it's not ideal. So what I wanted to propose is there'd be a committee. I'm the MPM, so I would be on that. Members of the RAMP committee, a select board member could sit in to hear the proceedings as well. What I'd like to do is say this committee would come to the select board with their ranking and their rationale for why this one's number one, and this one's number two, and this one's number three, so that you folks would have approval of who we put the RFP out to.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the RFP comes back, I follow the normal process. So we go to seal the envelope to the select board, X number of copies. You guys would open it up at an open meeting, and we would review it. We'd probably need more than a meeting to review it. So we could talk about whether you want to have two meetings or get it out early enough for you to review it. But we would have to have that as a form at the end. We have to submit to the state that says, here's the process, here's the three we selected, and it was approved by the state.
Since it's not a formal bidding process, does it have to be opened here at the meeting? Or can it be provided to us ahead of time so we can review it and maybe speed up the meeting process? It's not a sealed bid.
It's not a sealed bid. Right.
But it does say it in the RFP.
It's
a state's movement.
We can ask that.
Okay.
Or maybe we open at one meeting and you have 2 weeks to look at it.
And that's fine too. I'm just looking to see
to
keep it concise since it's not a secret bid.
Right.
So okay.
So one thing the ramp committee is offering is they're going to talk to other towns who've done this, see who they picked and why, just so we can get some background references on some of these firms and not just rely on. So this is what the state does is they say, here's the list of six, and here's a biography / information sheet for each of these specific to scoping studies. So they give you a ton of data. I mean, these documents are 20 or 30 pages long, but talking to people who have had to actually deal with it. And we're going to plan to attend in Irisburg Wednesday night. Irisburg is about 6 months ahead of us on this, and they're having their recommendation in alternatives meeting, open public meeting there Wednesday night. So we're going to go there and observe that and see one of these vendors in action.
Wait, my speaker is not working. Sorry.
I guess I would just ask for a motion to proceed as outlined, that we will vet them and present the vetted list to you folks to present something up.
I'll make a motion that you move forward with the procedure as outlined.
Can you hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, that's
okay. I'm sorry.
Britta, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry.
Can you see if that's turned on?
No.
The mic speakers should be turned on and up.
Can you hear me?
I'm not. Yep.
Hello?
Can you hear me now, Britta?
I can hear you the whole time. Hello?
Britta, can you hear me now?
I've heard you the whole time.
Participate. Okay, chat. Where's it? Chat. Chat. She's on mute. No, she talked to me, I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, call her.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh,
she said she can hear.
Great.
One thing I have got to do now is in the minutes of the last meeting, there was a thing that was not finished. There was proposed and everything, but there was no recorded part of a second or
mode. What was that, David? Which
right.
One?
Right here.
Oh, you can hear everything.
I want her to let me know that I can hear her.
Mm-hmm.
She's yeah. Oh.
Right. I want to hear her.
Let's see.
You want to hear me? Are you sure? Yes.
Yeah.
She's at a party. She can't unmute herself.
I am not muted on my end.
speak to me.
There was art. Right, there it is.
Can you hear me?
Tax anticipation, though, who will need it? Discussion was held regarding tax anticipation note with the Community National Bank of $300,000 needed in a signature. The treasurer reported that the note operated on a non-arbitrage basis, with the bank paying 3.47% interest on funds held. The board moved to the next item and business with no action taken. We have to redo that.
I do remember that discussion. We did agree that we thought that
there was no action taken.
So yeah.
I told Elaine the only way we could do it is at this meeting here is to do the whole thing over again.
So, instead of a correction to those, yeah.
You have to vote on. I thought the correction is fine. It just needs to be voted on. I mean, the article's fine. It's just, we just...
I thought we made a motion to move forward with that.
That's why I'm bringing it back up, because we got to make sure that it's in the minutes. Okay. As, you know, as...
This was the minutes that she gave you?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Well, we talked on the phone about it. I picked it up.
Okay.
On a thing, and
so do we make another motion, David?
Yeah, I think we need to bring it to the agenda. That's where we need to bring it back onto the agenda,
okay,
and vote it back to the agenda item, and then vote on it as an agenda item on this particular meeting.
Okay,
so we want to add it to the agenda,
add it to the agenda. We'll make a motion that we add to the agenda approval for the tax anticipated note.
Yeah.
No, second.
Okay, all in favor.
Aye.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to finish it level?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion that
we vote
to approve
the
tax anticipation note.
Okay, and second, somebody there. Second. Okay, all in favor.
Aye.
All right.
Okay. That puts it out right here. I got it buried. Okay. So why don't we go right back and do the bottle bill?
You want to let the treasurer finish?
Yeah, we can let him finish, but
yeah.
So we don't
no, we get up to the transfer station.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Okay. So I just I didn't update the revenues and expenses this month because I was a little behind coming back from vacation, but cash flow was easier. So this is the cash flow at the end of July. The operating account had a positive balance of 175. I think just with as of last Thursday, we got as low as, I think, 40,000. And the tax dollars are starting to come in now, and the TAN will be there. So we're not going to miss.
Okay.
We're not going to miss.
So we're not going to have to use any of
the line of credit or anything?
Probably not.
Okay.
That's the goal now. Now after the tax. But the tax bills went out and we got four payments already. So some people are paying those. But so it's good. And we'll see what goes from there.
Would you remind me again, John? We had two ways that we could tap in to get money when we were low. One was the line of credit and the other was this fund. What was the other?
If we got real low,
we
could have borrowed from the emergency fund.
The emergency fund,
to be voted on. The select board can approve expenditure from the emergency fund for highway and general operating expenses.
So or to use the line of credit?
To use the emergency fund.
Is that the same?
The line of credit is with the bank.
Right.
And the emergency fund are the funds, the town funds we've got aside for reserves.
Yeah.
So we actually have that emergency fund at this time sitting in the account?
Yeah, we've got that balance in the account. And now that the taxes are, it's not in the account yet because we fund the 26 budget after the taxes is
coming. Yeah, so it's not.
So it's not there yet. But there was some. If there was some there from last year, 58, 60,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we always have to wait. We run the whole town
nine months
without the revenue.
Right.
And then the revenue comes in when the tax bills start coming in.
Yeah. Well, evidently, you only had that on the agenda.
What?
Well, we just did.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I look for it too.
Hmm?
Okay. So we didn't.
Oh, I didn't come on. I didn't see it.
Go to the bottles?
Yeah.
Isaiah and I, we sat down, not sat down, we talked about it. We did the numbers, and it just doesn't make sense. They want us to pull them out, the cans and the bottles, but we're getting like $100 worth of bottles. If you figure one of the road crew taking a truck and bringing them back, it's costing us $130, $140 for the 3 hours and the fuel. We'd be better off giving the bottles to the Boy Scouts or Westmore Association, somebody that will take them. I know the Westmore Association.
You will.
It just, it's crazy for us to.
Somebody with the truck, though. Somebody with the truck to take them to the redemption station, whether it's Lindenville or Newport. You have to take them to the redemption center, you know.
But it's costing us money to haul.
Yeah.
And it's.
I like the idea that Isaiah said, or was it Kevin said, well, you know, we'll donate it to the Boy Scouts who will pick it up and handle it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
like the Westmore Association.
They should also include the Girl Scouts, okay? It's just a, oh, some, it's just a thing.
Some of them are.
Isn't there Scouts now? It doesn't matter.
I think
it's Scouts.
Scouts?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're mixed together.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to bring that up.
Well,
so it's.
That's nice. I'm sorry. But it's nice to, I mean, I know when we leave bottles at the dump, we leave them for the town.
Yeah, but if it's costing us,
I know, but money, so if it went to the Westmore Association or somebody in the town, I think that would be appropriate.
Yeah,
you could collect them at the transfer station. They collect it for them, right?
So
you sign collecting to benefit, you know.
We get a lot though, you know, and I think I don't know at least every 2 weeks or. Particularly during the summer, there's a lot of bottles that'll come in. So every 2 weeks, there's a load.
Yeah.
And Dan and those guys don't have time to take an afternoon to run them around. And,
well,
and
we're talking about the money.
Yeah, we lose.
We don't want to, you know, give them money. All right, give it to the Westmore Association. If you can do that.
Find somebody who will pick them up and take them.
Yeah. Well, I'm there about every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but your car wouldn't handle them.
Yeah. No, you see, it's got to be a truck.
Can be with the seats down?
I might, yeah.
What?
Yeah. I mean, it is, but,
you can just, you know, mine I always give to St. Paul's. They have a drop box there, and I don't even get to do it. But if we were getting more than that, we'll get somebody to pick them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's the Redemption Center?
Oh, there's a couple in Newport and
Lindenville.
There used to be one in Martin.
Let's say Mike's.
In West Burke,
he
won't take them anyway.
He has, I know he has stuff sitting in the store where it's all
right. He takes redemption, but like just local people, I think that many.
It's a lot.
But if you take it to the one in Linden, they'll sort it out. They just keep your bag and they
Yeah, that's their business.
You just wait.
Buzzy's does too, and I think they pay. Sometimes they pay a dollar more a bottle,
really?
Or a penny more, a dollar more,
yeah.
A penny more a bottle.
Fridays they pay more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it's a lot. There's a lot that come in the summer.
Yeah,
it's a big load.
Yeah,
you know, like trash bags, just big around, big ones. Oh, wow.
But what's the action to
Westmore Association
to give the bottles from the transfer station to Westmore Association or the
Westmore Association. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Did you make that motion?
Yeah, I'll make that motion. Yeah. I'll
second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Okay. So we're back to the thing that we just did, motion to approve tax anticipation.
We just did that.
Yeah, so that was on the agenda. We added it, but we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Rogers Trail registration cancellation. Signature needed animals, Renee, to be present.
I don't understand that at all.
Two different things.
That's, yeah, that didn't yeah, broken up.
I don't understand that at all.
Okay, so.
Does anybody know about the Rogers trailer? You guys, what it is?
It's we ended up.
It's the,
up
we, bit, we it? Sold it.
It's sold.
So we need to. So it just needs a signature to cancel.
Oh, cancel the registration.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or, yeah.
I've never done that in my life. Any car or truck or anything I've ever sold. I've never.
It must be in this signature.
You know, see, in order to cancel the insurance, they had to have it there.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, is it in there? Yep.
Okay, well, I'll make the motion to
thank you.
Cancel uh-huh. the registration on the Rogers trailer.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. And so.
Well, that's something I've never seen now.
Yeah.
Whoops. Eight. 24, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we got a big calendar up here now, so we can
still move them up.
Yeah,
okay.
6 months.
Put that right back, or find it. Well, that's next. Okay. Next one. Are we all set?
Mm-hmm.
Correspondence from town attorney regarding. First one from town attorney, forward from delinquent tax collector, R.E. Bob Inman, or Bob Gene Inman's property and petition that's petitioning the probate court. Okay. I've read all this stuff anyways. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I can't remember now. I read it all, but did he recommend? Is that was his recommendation?
What is requested by the select board is to approve or not the town attorney petition to petition the Orleans County Probate Division to open an estate for the administration of this tax delinquent property. That's what's expected of us right now.
The town has done this before.
Do we approve or not that he move ahead and request a petition of the Orleans County to open an estate? That's what he's asking us.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's. I guess my thing with it is basically we have to resolve the situation. You got to open because he's gone as far as he can go.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
No correspondence from the family.
No. And it gives it what it will do is put it into the probate, and the probate will have to
sign the town as
what it does, though, you know, it relieves the town of any responsibility about this further. It's all now in the court.
No.
Yes, it is. No. It's by an administrator, it's all handled by an administrator.
Yeah, but the town is still
the town is owed $10,000.
Pardon,
we're not being asked to relieve of anything. The town is owned $10,000.
Right, but that's all after the decisions are made, John.
Well, we don't have anything to do with the probate.
No,
it goes into the court.
And right, the probate's the court. The court, probate, a judge appoints it to a trustee, and the trustee is responsible for resolving all debts.
Appoints an administrator.
Of the estate, right?
Right.
If it comes out of probate and the debt's still there, you don't get anything. So if we don't put our hands...
When is it going to come out of probate? When the judge makes a decision.
Right.
Right. So that's we don't have anything to do with this.
Right
that
now,
decision
we're not,
is made.
We're not representing anyone.
Exactly. We don't have anything to do with this until there's a decision made. That's it.
No, they have no visibility right now. What our attorney found out is they had no visibility to the taxes owed to the town. So it was not in the estate.
Well, that's, I think John said he's not really all that familiar with probate. Procedures, but he will handle it. And if that's got to be presented to the administrator for consideration once this is open, then it will be.
Jim Barlow.
Jim Barlow, right.
Then it will be.
Right. But right now, That's what they're, he's asking for authorization.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what Jim would do. But as far as doing anything further about that, that's up to the court now.
Well, we have to give him the okay to go ahead. And
that's right.
Okay. To take it probate.
To petition the court.
Yeah. Yes. Because he died 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so...
And I think they give like a quick clean deed to the town, don't they? And the town ends up being the owner.
It's going to happen.
I think that happened on the Paul Perra place. That one.
I think so.
Bill. We don't know what's going
to
happen.
You know, the thing with it is you know, it to me, it's kind of a cut and dry thing.
Right.
You kind of got to go do this.
Right.
But then there's going to be costs, because I see costs here.
That's right. There is.
And those costs will probably become part of. When it comes part of the recoup those costs.
Yeah. Of course, out of once it's settled, those costs are
what you want.
There's also court costs.
Yeah.
And other attorney
costs. It's kind of like we're approving to go ahead and do this because there's money involved.
Right. Mm-hmm. And registering it.
And then registering it. Yeah.
But the only money that's going to come to the town is the delinquent tax. We're not going to get any money out of this except the delinquent tax.
That's all arrested.
Right,
but we can ask for
in court costs,
legal fees.
Yeah, and legal fees. It's 5 years. If he doesn't pay this.
No, we have to pay the legal fees, pay the court costs, whatever comes out. Not we, but whatever comes out, and then you know they take out the delinquent tax from that too, from whatever is settled. Right.
We don't
those
know
are the costs.
We don't know what the court settled, but we ask.
Exactly. Exactly. But whatever does come through, those costs have to be covered.
Yeah.
Can I have that paper back for me?
So he's 5 years in arrears and 26.
If you're done with this.
Yeah. It took us a while to track him down.
Hmm.
That's what happened.
So, well, this isn't the right arena to ask this, but I didn't think that any of his relatives had been contacted. Just give me a yes or no, and I'll talk to Barlow.
Nobody even got tapped until recently.
Right. No, nobody's been found yet. That's why it ended up in probate.
They found people.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I know.
They actually.
I found them.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll talk to Jim Barlow about that. Then, okay. Whether or not he can divulge that information. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So we need a motion to approve Jim to move forward with the town's claim against the estate.
No, to petition the Orleans County Probate Division.
I'll second.
All in favor?
All right.
Okay. That's that?
Yep.
Community Spaces and Activities Committee. Update on committee activities and the long-handled spoons dinner, as well as a budget request.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So we started some really early planning. Summer's not our visit time, but now we've done nothing. A lot of the same activities are coming back. I had sent kind of an outline of everything that we know about for the fall at this point tonight. To see if there's anything really needed. Well, one of the new things, Jen Bullard has really been wanting to do a storytelling. So that would be something we're part of some with her kids. And the Barton public library is going to both sexes together.
Yeah, I don't have a copy.
They won't come to read the stories. But one of the reasons we wanted to do it is for a lot of folks, older folks like us, want to come and read the stories. So it's like a great intergenerational connection. So the kids would be there with their parents. And we want to start that in October. Having the Halloween party again, that'll be at the Fellowship Hall. And then there's really not much new yet. People are asking for new things. We have a few workshops and things like that. So we should have gotten this, but I did change it because the public errors. One main thing was the long-handled spoons. We don't know for sure where it's going to be. We had thought about having it. Well, let me explain it first. Yeah. Long-handled spoons was a grant that NOFA had. I wrote for it last year and got permission to apply and did not get it. And then they reapplied and they gave it to us. So it's not much, it's $200. But the whole point, there's a parable, as you will, about long-handled spoons who are sitting around a dinner table and they have food in front of them and they have spoons with really long handles so they can't feed themselves, so they feed their neighbors. So that's sort of the point, is to reach out to your neighbors. And so what they want us to do is have some kind of a gathering, a dinner, or we're actually thinking about alternatives, like you like an open house, where we ask people, like you, actually, like any citizens in town, to come to bring a neighbor, bring someone, maybe a person that they say hi to because they see them out on the street, but they don't really know them very well. And it's just, it's a way to bring the community together. So we're hoping to do that on October 10th. We're thinking about switching from a dinner, which would really limit us if we had the cottage because there's no space, to more of a drop-in open house kind of thing for a couple of hours, because the Fellowship Hall would be getting closed for the season and it really is hard. They're opening it for the Halloween party, which is great, but we don't want to impose on them too much. So anyway, we will be getting that grant for $200, and that kind of leads me into the budget request.
Is that budget request for next year, or are you talking this year?
Looking at all the, like, you know, you gave us $200 for the 4th of July, and then I was thinking $200 isn't going to go very far. I mean, you spend that on paper, but it's never mind food. They want us to buy local food for this dinner. And then I know that Jen Woolard pretty much funded the Halloween party, and she's a young mom working full time. So it was her idea, and I agreed with it, and we kind of put together a budget. And you can think about this, but we thought rather than coming piecemeal asking for money all the time,
yeah,
we did a budget just looking at, well, coffee, tea, red light refreshments, family events that we do, like Halloween, the 4th of July, some money for children's activities because that'll be coming weekly, and just some miscellaneous needs. And we got around $900, and that would be pretty. So, and we would come back and beg for money all the time. I don't want to go back and beg for money all the time.
So, yeah, well, the close like for September 26th to 27th this year, I mean.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
The budget for this year, right?
For this year, we would think to be July 1st, if that's the fiscal year, but we would use money from this year's for the 4th of July.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, however you want to move it down and work it. So I know you might want to think about that and get back
to it.
That's easier to put it in the budget where if you knew how much you needed to get through this year, then we figure out where it would come from. But for next year, it can be put in the budget and planned for it.
Yeah, we figured we came up with around $900. Ben came up with around $700. But she didn't know I was going to ask you for $200 for the long spoon. So I said, let's just, you know, let's, I mean, I just ordered all those paper goods for the 4th of July, and that was a lot of money. I mean, just stuff like that is really expensive. And, you know, Ellie and I and Jen and, you know, all of us get a lot. Like, we are always buying things and bringing things, bringing refreshments and ordering stuff from Oriental Trading for the Halloween party. And we don't mind, we're not going to stop doing that. It's just trying to get a basic budget we could work with.
Yeah. Good. Good. So what action do we want to do here as far as?
Well, put it in the budget.
Are you asking for the money now up front?
However you want to do it.
Or do you want or is this a budget item?
Yeah.
You put it in the budget and then you could draw as you needed it.
Yeah.
That'd be the right thing to do.
But the thing is, if they're doing like Christmas this year, they're going to need money this year. If that's where I was trying to get at.
And for September 26th to September 27th.
Yeah, but the budget year doesn't start till January.
Okay, so we have to put it into the budget year.
That's why
we do.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. If you need 500 to get through this year, then do the balance in January when the new year starts. It's just easier on us to keep a budget, and easier for John to. Oh, where money?
So your
budget. If you don't have much place where the money's coming from,
Your budget would start then from whenever our budget is, right? So it'd be January to January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then just have a stump amount for this year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
And this year, I think half of it's probably more than because we need some for the dinner. We need some for the Halloween party.
I've collected $56.
Got a little petty cash.
Use for coffee.
For coffee or whatever. But otherwise, Pam and I just buy whatever.
Whatever.
What do you think? Should we request that might come up between now and January? Would be just piece by piece now.
Yeah, that's what I was
wondering. Okay.
You want to set each thing and ask for a certain amount of money until
and
January
then,
and start the budget. That would be fine.
Yeah. Again, consider the budget at 900 from January to January.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
And we can start the budget process in October. Late October.
Right.
So
okay.
You get an amount then at the
okay,
27.
Yeah. Meanwhile, right. I'll just come and,
you know,
put my hand out.
Okay.
You okay with that, dude?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what it is.
So what would happen, I think, is like tonight I might say to you, we're going to have this wonderful community event where people are going to invite their neighbors. We're getting a $200 grant, but we'd like another $150 to fund it.
Okay.
And then Jen might figure out what she might need $100 for the Halloween party.
That's what I want.
We would come to you for each one until January, and then we'd have a budget.
Yeah.
So until January, we'd come each time we thought there was a need.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be that often. I mean,
okay.
Because
it just needs to be logged into the minutes because of the money part.
True.
Yeah. That seems logical to me. If the budget process starts,
So you don't need anything right now. You just later on you want to.
I would like to get $150 between now and
October. Yeah, she said $150
for the dinner, but
and then there was another $100, right? Didn't you say that?
I'll have to ask Jen what she thinks for the Halloween party. Was that she spent a lot of money last year, and that's one reason we thought of it.
What should we vote on tonight?
Just for the long spoons, I think.
The 150.
That's the only thing we're looking for right now.
Okay.
I can't help saying it.
That's the fact.
Don't forget, you're getting those bottles.
We would like.
Well, that's the Westmore Association, not that.
Right.
Whatever they are, CSA,
The only other thing we would like is to come to it and bring somebody, because we'd really like to get a good turnout.
Okay. So I have a motion here.
Yep.
I'll make a motion that we give 150. Was it 150 you said for the long spoon?
Yeah, I think that's
correct.
That should do it.
Or CSA.
To the CSA.
I mean, activity.
Yeah.
Forthcoming activity, CSA 150.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll second it.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Okay.
And one last thing, I gave you an overview of, Jen wrote this up about the story time. I don't know if you want her to come and talk to you about it or if this is enough information. It's nothing, we're not bringing anyone in from the outside, parents, finding neighbors, or kids, so I don't think there are any issues, but I just want to be sure.
I don't think so. Do you guys want to hear about the story time?
Then where do you want to read stories?
No. Don't be offended when I say no.
I don't finish.
So you can have a night there or have a guy's night.
That's a men's group.
You should have a men's group. But I mean, that is humiliating TV now.
Well, we don't want
to tell stories.
I definitely have kids to read too.
But there's no alcohol, right? That ruins a men's night.
Over night.
Great. Okay. So we're all set. Move on to roll call.
Okay.
Wire and exit lights for the transfer station.
Yeah, don't get this one. What's going on, Ben?
I'm not really sure, but the emergency exit lights, as these are supposed to be lit up, there aren't any down there. Nothing, and we're not, no one's there during the night anyway, but I guess must be the insurance guy. I guess OSHA's been going around, and
that was one of the big things
is emergency exit lights should be lit up.
So they run all night?
These things stay on permanently. They're always on.
They're always on.
They have a battery that kicks on if the power goes out.
Oh.
So I don't know if, because of OSHA, if we need...
I didn't want to bring it into this meeting, but we need to review what was supposed to, in other words,
what we need to do.
We had an email from the
mm-hmm.
guy. Yeah, we did. We just did today, right?
Yeah, and have a, we need to go over that.
Yeah.
We'll have that maybe discussion next meeting.
Okay.
Well, I'll table this one for now.
I don't, I'm not trying to table anything, Bill.
I'm good. This is more in Dan's line of, with the electricians that he
Just in the safety search that was conducted, right? by whoever was there.
I have to do that because if this needs to be done. But what we need to do is make sure we got our checklist of right. things done.
Yeah.
And then yep. we're going to come down here to this crosswalk.
The crosswalk at the beach, yes.
But this one, the wiring, I think he has some at the town garage, some exit lights that need totally. Lighting.
Yeah.
So we're better off to do it all at one shop to get, we're going to get electricians here to do it.
But that was all in the report that I think Larry
yeah.
provided us yeah. with, which we are now going to have to go over and make mm-hmm. sure what's left to do.
Yeah, we're not going to do that tonight.
No, though. Right. Mm-hmm.
But this is the...
Okay. Yeah, you gave us just one part of it. Yeah, it was like pot. Six of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. yeah. This passive.
I've got it at home anyway.
The risk yeah. management report,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he did, and we've already talked about tearing down the old bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and that's on it.
Right. Yeah. So in the minutes, it would be to another select board meeting to review the passive risk management.
Yeah, I have that.
Well, I figured Don would want to say.
Is that all right with everybody?
Yep.
Okay. So, power at North Beach.
Yeah, she called me or left a voicemail just when I was pulling in here. The cost of the power at the North Beach would be $4,213 or something like that, she said, to put a pole in and go overhead instead of going underground. Where we'd get the price before of going underground to the old bathroom. And that was it 71 or 81?
I think it was low eights.
Yeah.
I thought that Isaiah told us he was going to use the existing pole and just run a line. Remember that one?
No, they still need to put in an additional pole. They could come off the pole that's right, there behind the camp, but they need to put in an additional pole and then run to whatever building we tell them.
So this $4,200 involves Barton Electric for putting in an additional pole,
yeah.
and that's it, right?
And the wiring.
From the existing pole.
Yep.
Okay.
But at this point, I was talking to Dan this week about it, and he was saying would we be better doing like what he does on his hunting camp where he doesn't have power, just to put up, use the existing pole we have, or... We put something in the ground, and if we need cameras, get ones that work off the cell phone that we and put a solar panel up, a little solar panel, and not put power in. I mean, that's another. We've been a year without power, and we haven't even noticed.
Well, so the only thing with that is with power. Is depending on what happens with the south side of the lake and parking, and if they start charging, and then if we have to start charging to keep it balanced, we're going to need power. So it doesn't necessarily need to be decided on right now if we redo what we're going to do with power, but we should be thinking about future use also.
Right, but I think, Bill, is that you were suggesting that solar will also provide power?
Right? For a camera.
Just for the camera.
Just for a camera. It won't give us any...
I see. Okay. Yep.
That was just something Dan and I talked about the other day, because that's what he has at his camp.
And just for the camera, though,
and
right?
He said it's been 6 months and he hasn't changed the battery or done anything to his.
The other issue with that is cell service at the parking lot is absolutely poor.
Yes,
it's poor for both AT&T and Verizon. T-Mobile, I'm not sure, but Verizon, AT&T, it's very bad there.
It comes into the wintertime when there's no trees, right?
Is, broadband going past it? They wired past it?
You would need power.
What's that?
You would need power.
Oh, yeah.
To take advantage of the broadband.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yes, they have talked about going through there, but you would still have to have power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we have to do anything tonight, but, this is our options, and maybe during budget time, we'll decide if we want to put power in there.
But I think that was one of the items on Larry's list for the risk management report, was the fact that the concrete structure there to be torn down and their power there. So again, we could put it into again the discussion of what's going on at the south at the North Beach into this risk management report discussion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All set.
Yeah.
Crosswalks.
Oh, and there was a security camera at the North Beach above that for that Bill mentioned, Dan mentioned something about the camera. There is a camera, right? But it's never functioned, right, Bill?
Well, ever since the power went out last October, the camera doesn't work because the camera requires power.
But I thought that Dan mentioned that he never really could use the camera. It couldn't.
It,
did, he didn't. It was certain. He would receive information about the camera to his own. I guess.
No, it went to a recorder in the old bathroom. It didn't go to his cell phone.
Okay. Never. Okay. I thought it did.
No.
He said he was...
No. Never. We never paid to
so
hook
the,
up that part of it.
The camera, if it's going to work at the North Beach, it's got to also be worked on to get that working. It just doesn't need power.
That camera.
Needs
those cameras don't reception. Have.
What?
They don't have. They do not have the ability to focus on the front of the parking lot. So you can't, like, if you catch some, if you see somebody doing something, you can't actually get good enough video quality of their license plate to be able to actually
what,
provide information.
Dan, I think he put that camera up because he wanted to target people who were dumping trash. That was his...
Yeah, I mean, that was part of it.
You
but
know,
even at
the
that,
side
you can't,
of the side of the
can't,
port
you can't, yeah, but you can't. So, other than right there,
right.
You can't make out
okay.
vehicle license plates
so,
or vehicle
yeah,
types.
Technology.
Stuff.
That camera that's fire. There really is not going to help us any.
No.
Got it. Okay.
So, yeah, we might as well add this to the when we talk about all the other.
Yeah, the risk management report.
And anyone else, I mean, technology-wise, I don't know cameras and anything about them.
I don't either.
I do.
I run the security cameras, but it's a
you think
it's an in-depth point? It's an in-depth conversation, so it should probably be a completely separate item.
Okay.
All set. Now we can go to the crosswalks at the beach.
Yeah, if we're going to have those painted, I guess it's up to us to decide where would be the better place. Even the insurance guy, back to him, said where our crosswalk is. I know if we move them to either end of the beach, then we might have to do a curb cut, because if we're encouraging people to use the crosswalk and then you get a curb to step over, most people can do it, but a wheelchair would be a problem. I don't know what we do want to do. I just think I know the crosswalk being where cars are pulling in and out, it's not the best idea.
No, I think that was one of the things that
risk management reports.
Yeah.
We just came into the village tonight to come to this meeting, and I see the yellow strips. Who painted those?
I haven't seen them yet.
Our town highway, our town road, right?
That's all they do is the center line.
But they did what? Push it. Oh, it's not down in the middle of the road.
Well, it's kind of.
Well, there's 14 feet on 14 feet on one side
and 17 feet on the other. We measured it today.
What, is that incorrect, you guys?
No.
No, it's great.
It's right?
It's better than that.
It gives us
it's
7 feet on one side for walking, and 4 feet on the other for walking, if we put the white lines in.
Well, Dan marked it out for him. He put some little X's in the road last week.
They did a good job, because if I read it correctly, V-Trans for class 2 and 3 roads, the travel lane is the minimum is 10 feet. Most common is 10 or 11. But if we have 14 on one side and 17 on the other, you'd have some pretty wide walkways.
And it would calm traffic.
And it would help. And if you shape some things in there, you could help to calm the traffic. Like it could narrow, you could actually narrow it coming to where the crosswalks are.
Or you can have a walkway to the crosswalk that's not where the cars are going in and out.
So did you request that of the state? 14 and 17.
The town has to
be well,
it sounds like Dan.
We're gonna have to pay a painter to come in, you know, one that does road to do it. But we want a decision on where we want crosswalks at this point, so that and even on the narrow, if the state requires it to be 10 feet, then we should narrow it to 10 feet because that is always. You know, the speed control is a narrower road encourages slowing people to slow down.
And potentially, I mean, I'd want to get another opinion on this, but if you have walkways on both sides, you have crosswalks down from the entrance. So maybe people have to go down a little, cross, come back, and then go down. We have one ADA ramp on the beach now.
So I'm going back prior to me being on the board, but I remember the board talking about crosswalks as well as the speed limits, because to get it, the speed limit's 35, even though there's signs that say 15, but to get it to be able to low, even though it's a town road, to be able to lower it, we had to have an engineering study. And I thought to put in approved crosswalks, I thought we needed the same engineering studies.
Yep. If we do, oh, sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, because if you put in crosswalks and they do not meet state regulations, they don't mean anything. So if somebody gets hit there, like there's the driver isn't going to be held responsible.
No, and you might be sued because you didn't do it right.
So
the Orange Book, I think.
But if we designate a town center, like we were going to with that group, then we have more control over our speed limits. We can it changes how we designate our speed limit.
No.
I read that.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
So if we can name our speed limits in our town, if that's a town center.
We have to designate the town center.
We have to designate the town center.
Right. Yeah.
But the engineer I talked to had said, you know, you could put crosswalks in, but you have to put signage in saying crosswalk ahead and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we're not ready for that yet. We're better off to go with no crosswalks and just paint the lines.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just remember that from a previous conversation that the board had when I was an audience member about doing that and making sure that it's legal versus again the speed limit signs that have no weight of law.
Mm-hmm. But the whole discussion is where to put them, where do people want them? Should they be at
where the people want them? It's where they will go and be legal.
Mm-hmm. But there's also
the insurance company will say, yeah, it's just a good idea if that's the same person that's making us worth this, doing this safety.
The Larry, the risk management.
Yeah,
ask him. Yeah, that'd be good. To get Larry involved.
And if he doesn't know, he'll get you to somebody.
So I can follow up with Larry specifically on the crosswalks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that'd be good. Yeah.
There's also a person at the MBDA too.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would actually I'd reach out to VLCT as well.
Yeah.
Or is Larry VLCT?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes, he is.
We had that Tyler Billingsley. He's an engineer. He came up and looked at that, and that's where he was saying where they are now is a bad place. And he recommended on either end of the parking lot to put crosswalks. But he said, he's not a traffic, he's a more of a dirt work engineer than a traffic study engineer.
So you're saying it really has to be within regulation?
Well, yeah.
If you're going to do it, you might as well do it right.
But there seems to be... choices about where the record
no well yeah maybe we don't really know it we know that it's not safe the way it is because the traffic moving in and out, but how far over do you have to go?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is Even though you do this,
they're gonna cross wherever they want.
Okay. But you provided the space, so you've met your due diligence person.
Okay.
That's where I wanted to put some type of tables or something that kind of made people have to cross, at least going from the parking lot over it to get through. You had openings for them to get through, but they would still cross anywhere coming back from the beach. So I don't know.
It's no.
Kind of
a, I mean, we've tried fence. We had a fence there one time.
Yeah.
You know,
they had bonfires with it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what are we gonna do with that? Just sit on.
Whoops, sorry.
Are we gonna?
Britta has a question.
Are we gonna paint the actual white lines off on the side at this point? Dan, I know Dan had talked to, was supposed to be talking to the different paint crews and getting a price.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not the crosswalk, right? That's something else.
So it's the sidelines. The sidelines.
Sidelines.
Okay. So once he gets a price and he can bring the cost back, and we can make sure we have the money to do it.
Yeah.
Britta had a comment or question. Okay. Britta?
Can you hear me?
Are these on?
Yeah.
I put it in the chat.
No,
it
is a green light, right?
It's on.
Okay.
I can't hear you. Oops. Hang on.
My comment in the chat.
The theme of the conversation sounds like safety. Are speed tables part of the conversation? Is there value in having a conversation about a comprehensive plan involving speed tables, crosswalks, power gate, etc.? I put my question on the chat.
Okay.
Speed tables means like the bigger speed bump.
The big ones that the snowplows can go over without damaging them.
I like them up in Derby on that back
west area. On West Street.
I think that because I've tried them at different speeds, and if you go too fast, it does bottom your car.
Yeah, and then you can paint them so people see them.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense to be a comprehensive plan.
Yeah,
obviously the white lines would be a start, but you know, if we're talking about. Because if we're doing something with the parking lot, then the location of crosswalks might change because the locations of the entrance of the parking might change.
Yeah.
Couldn't the municipality make that decision about speed bumps?
Oh, yeah.
We can
on a town road.
Yeah.
But we probably have to file something with the state just to keep them informed. We have to follow whatever guidelines they give, like to your point, what guidelines do they give you. It's more a process than ask for permission.
Are we all set with that, or any action we need?
I think we probably wait for Dan to get a price and go from there.
Hey, Dan has a question.
Dan will understand that he's getting a price and he's not going to go ahead and paint. He's going to, before he goes ahead and paints, he'll come back and discuss.
Yeah, I'll make sure to talk to him.
Okay.
We'll try to.
Okay. Yeah. So the next one is liquor commission. Liquor control, consideration of liquor permit application, select board acting in its capacity as local liquor commission, approval needed. And that is Willie's Food Service at the Notch House, September 18th from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m.
That's the details that I just gave you.
All right. Motion, we approve the liquor permit for Willie's Food Service at the Notch House. September 18th from 3 to 10.
Second.
All those in favor?
All right.
All right.
Okay. Now, we don't sign anything anyway. That's just the details.
Right.
Okay. Local citizens and visitors. Questions and discussion.
We got a new letter here if you want.
Speed concerns.
Yeah.
Better. Oh, yes.
Right.
But that has been filed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing was, is I read this on my phone in Africa. I've been reading it. Nobody signed it.
Oh.
But when you don't have a signature, it doesn't carry much weight. Because it could be anybody.
Is that from the individual?
Yeah, it's signed. You can see how it's signed down below.
It signs from a 45-year-old fourth generation.
That's the signature?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It came
from. It was.
Yeah, she had a name and an email, I guess.
Yeah. Your name and email. I have since emailed her too because it was forwarded to me as well because it went to the Westmore Association. And I've invited her to join the RAMP group and she's all on it. And
yeah, but what they need to do is put your name on it. Yeah. I mean, don't just. Yeah.
Well, that's nice though.
Right? Yeah, it's
that's nice that she said, okay, I'll join and do something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Is there any okay. issue we have to see?
Huh?
It was just the assessment, the speed on 5A, right? That's the issue.
Right.
Too fast, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the noise. I think the trucks too, wasn't it on there?
Oh yeah, right.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so Westmore Association, Karen Jenkins, Ari Speed, what you had done.
Yeah.
So the rest of it's all done.
Okay.
I don't know whether there's anything.
No. Minutes, bills.
Yep. And I have. So we'll move on. Approval of minutes of prior meeting.
I make a motion that we approve the meetings of August 10th. Anybody want to?
With the changes?
David's got to make a change.
I think, yeah.
Is that one?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one made the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But no.
We've already approved it.
Right.
Well,
let me just go. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, yeah. So all those in favor.
Bye bye. Thank you, you guys. Yeah. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. Thank you.
Nice to know about yoga.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yoga, great.
I'm going to send something in email too, but.
Okay. Thanks, Pam.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Check.
Oh, sorry.
I can send it the other way and, you know, get that. I've talked to Elaine a couple of times about changing. Doing this payroll and accounts payable because this is a nice meeting. I mean, we're getting done it,
yeah.
You know. So
I was gonna have time, I'm gonna
talk. So, and a lot of times, what we do is we get done and we just skim through this.
What the payroll and
the yeah, we just skim through it and
if it's try to 9 o'clock and yeah.
Well, I try to do it pretty good, but
yeah, you know.
So what did you suggest, David?
Well, we tried to, at one time, we tried to move our meeting up just to do this at 5:30. But the thing with it is, everybody started coming in at 5:30. So I don't know what the solution is, but it is. See, what I had, they just did this audit thing, the new auditor, and I had to fill out a little paper and write some things. I didn't put that in, but that's one of the things that I have a concern with.
Me too.
It is that you're dealing with the money part.
Exactly.
And you're rushing through it.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I never have.
Yeah.
That's and I'll that's and you guys friends. Think about it.
That's very friends. Come up with some kind of
solution.
Okay.
Well, I wonder if you can't go in the town clerk's office at start at 5:30 and go in the town clerk's office to do that and then come back out here.
Yeah.
Does this have to be done at a in an open meeting?
Don't ever.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's have to be an open meeting, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's, so will you? So the computer can go in the room with you and then come back out here.
I think it's something we need to research to make sure. Like yeah, you brought up a good question. Yeah.
What,
Jason?
Well, yeah, could have been.
Does it
be done?
Have to be an open meeting?
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah, I just I think know it that. Does, but...
You know, you get this list of things. I went down through and made comments on it. And, you know, just this was one thing that I was thinking of is this. I skimmed through it. I skimmed through the money. You know, it's a skim thing.
Yeah, you don't take really.
You got to look at them.
You see a bill from somebody, but you don't look at the.
Got to look at each one payroll. You got to look at each item.
Yeah, because
or else you could just keep the door locked and put a sign on the door and say door will open at 6 o'clock, or you know,
okay.
Right. It should be easy to keep people out of here. Oh, no, because it's open meeting. You're right. I hear you.
There would have to be no during a closed meeting.
So as meeting starts at 5:30, that's the question. We don't want people coming in at 5:30, as David said.
Right. So, but you're saying that, oh, right, and you have to let them know.
It's how many minutes do we have?
March, or not March. August.
This is July 13th I'm got here.
We didn't do July.
Well, you know what? That was at the bottom. I wondered what it was doing because that was like behind all this stuff. So maybe it was just one that wasn't signed but approved earlier.
Don't know.
Well, it's been approved, but it says sign here.
It's July 13th. I don't think we should sign that until we find out.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going
just
on.
I'll leave a note on it for Elaine. I wondered what it was doing up there, but I thought maybe it was the one that was changed.
I don't know what your thoughts are on that. But just that was
yeah,
one of
those. I know.
Recently, too, David, I was thinking, you know, when I wouldn't want to even spend, you know, as much time as I feel necessary to look at, for instance, the select orders. But I think that you guys, I thought, oh, the other folks on the select board, they don't want to spend a lot of time on it. That's what I thought. You guys did not want to spend a lot of time.
Well, and it's hard because if there's five of us and everybody spends 15 minutes, then you got, you know, an hour taken up to get through it.
And yeah, and some of it, you know, you can get into the payroll, for instance, and you see somebody's pay way, way out of kilter. You should be able to sit down and be able to digest and go through that, which you can.
Oh, that gives me an idea. So can you do the review in a closed executive session and then come out of the executive session and then say, okay,
yeah,
we can sign?
It's pretty limited on what can the
executive session.
And I don't like the exact thing. Because then it's like, oh, we're people think you're doing something secretly, and I'd rather not. Any executive session, yeah, people always wonder what went on, and then you can't talk about it. And
okay, I'm done.
I don't like
giving suggestions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good to get it out there, but
no, I mean, you know, I thought that too. Well, there's always executive session, but it is prescribed what can be considered under executive session,
right?
I'm
and payroll obviously could, right?
I think payroll. Right,
it's employment.
Because it's employment.
Yeah.
And then as far as paying the bills, that stuff's all covered under our budget, which is approved at
I would want to ask VLCT what their take it on it. You know, when maybe Elaine can.
Elaine would definitely.
And one of the reasons why I'm
meeting minutes
was
everybody signed by Isaiah.
This new, they're getting a new audit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't know what the requirements are going to be. That's the only thing. And he's asking us for information before they even become our auditor. Because he wants to know what they're walking into, or she.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But
you got them both?
No way.
Okay. I'll stop there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's.
Well, so David, can you, not to bring it up again, but can you guys actually individually come in and look over the bills prior to the meeting?
Yeah, you could do that. If you know, it's something I was talking to.
Just
Elaine and I've been talking back and forth on this. And
I would definitely run it by Elaine because she's pretty busy as it is. And then to have five of us come and take up a half an hour of our time.
At different times.
Well, no, you could do it individually. Just come in and ask for the book and look at it. Then if you had any questions, during the meeting. But
yeah,
anyway,
that might
just
be a
the thought.
Possibility. Yeah, that might be a possibility. Like we have to put more time in.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That was my.
It's your game. Lister things that
earlier
that really add on to our
my
time
listers.
Sheet.
Oh man, I tell you what, you could not believe how much time I have into this court case.
And then once we have the reappraisal, that's going to be a year of, the reappraisal will definitely.
Oh
it,
my God.
The last time we had it, we had like 20
yeah.
different people that we had to go do site visits.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Another one.
Wow. You don't watch
did you
anybody
see this?
Fall,
did you see you guys see the oil supply? What we had to kind of
just the highlights.
Just the highlights. It don't take time.
Yeah, it's about baseball.
Oh.
I was just small talk.
This is all diesel though. That's why it's so high. It's diesel.
Yep. Yeah. That's
Tom?
What is it? Does it say, and you'd have to look into the bill
no,
to see like, the price,
bill. Says,
price per gallon.
Just says fuel
I don't
diesel.
Think I've seen that's payroll.
That's payroll.
Payroll.
I know they fell mine up a week ago, 2 weeks ago, is $4.75 a gallon.
Yeah.
What
for oil?
May?
Yeah,
for oil.
It varies.
Payroll.
Yeah.
Unless,
who's that from?
Oil Spot.
Yeah. Paid to go all that to them. Yeah, I know we filled up not last week, the week before. Fred's, it was, she quoted me on the phone, 470, and then I got this the slip that was 439.
Oh, that much of a. That's
like a, well.
So you gotta watch the news and figure out what day to get your oil.
That's why I keep looking at my tank level. I'm like, no, I'm good for now.
Yeah,
we don't use any. You know, we heat our hot water with oil.
Yeah, that's all I'm using it for right
yeah,
now.
That's what I have too.
And then I have mini splits to get me through like December. They did really good last year, and.
That's
until
your,
just
that's
until
your,
until January.
That's your what you call those things.
Yeah.
Now how's that on electric food?
It's not they're pretty efficient.
So
granted, Barton Electric keeps raising their rates, but
oh I know. My bill's going
yeah. But they're pretty efficient.
Yeah, because
yeah,
I talked to somebody about putting one of those in and they said, No, you're gonna see it $600 or $800 bill.
Oh no.
No. It definitely, so it was definitely less expensive to heat with those in November and December last year than it would have been to heat with oil last year.
Last
year's
price.
And oil wasn't that bad.
And oil wasn't as bad last year.
And I run my air conditioner a lot, and it does all, pretty much the whole oil with one of these.
And you don't have that, not that
it
bad.
Goes up about $50 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. But that's not like, he was talking like $400 a month.
No. Nah, no.
Yeah.
Even, yeah, we run it in the fall.
Well,
and,
I mean, you're.
Well, we're still on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't adjourned.
I'm not going to discuss my
no,
finances.
I just,
well.
No. No. Yep. Well,
you're burning more wood, you guys.
Yeah.
Let's get out there. Well, split wood. Burn it.
Wow, I've seen
a lot of wood.
Yeah.
Lately.
Yeah. And until the next set
you,
of
you don't burn wood, do you?
I don't. But the next set of regulations that are coming out, they're talking about making it harder for people to be able to heat with wood.
Yeah,
the
they,
reason being,
they did with the outdoor furnaces
the reason
for a
being,
while.
It's not good for the environment.
Who cares about the environment these days? I don't think.
Montpelier?
Oh, this is Vermont.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about federal.
We're supposed to be energy efficient by, what was it, 2035? I mean, they set standards, you know, that you have to meet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into that right now. Not being recorded. I had somebody the other day that, oh, no, I didn't burn my, I didn't burn all wood at all. I got wood, I got my, like, wood sheds full. That probably 6-7 cord.
You're burning heating oil?
Yeah.
To keep warm? Yeah.
Well, I had the surgery, so, you know, I had two surgeries back to back, so, yeah.
So you couldn't stack wood?
I had the wood stack, but you got to still go out and take care of the furnace.
Right, yeah. Right.
And you ain't got to throw wood when you have carpal tunnel surgery. Not for a while.
Right.
In PA, we had a pellet stove that we used a lot. We were going to put a wood burner in and decided to do pellet stove.
Yeah.
And the next year, I had my back surgery. And Britta took care of the pellet stove.
Yeah.
And she had no problems handling, you know, the bags of pellets.
Yeah.
You know, so it actually ended up being a better solution than having to split wood and carry
David
wood. And
David.
Well, you didn't put pellets in your place here.
Doors, I think you have to design.
Now, well, I got to get the rest.
The way it was designed, you could tell he wasn't here in the winter because there was no open wall to really put a pellet stove or a fireplace on.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have.
Yeah.
But and then in the addition, I wasn't carrying wood upstairs, so I wasn't going to put one in the bedroom.
What are you building, a clubhouse now?
That's boy storage. Tired of my ATVs and snowmobiles sitting outside all season long.
Never can have enough storage space.
Hey, if the zoning was different, it'd be even bigger. I had to stay 25 feet away from the sidewall.
Oh, yeah.
And it ended up having to be close to the house because I couldn't get a variance. So
David's got to sign that yet too, so don't plan on it to be a blank.
Yeah. Yeah, so now we're going to continue working on it. Yeah.
Sure.
No.
Come along.
Hmm.
And then somebody has to come out and raise my taxes.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with me. I might raise your assessment violation.
Well, it's on skid, so it's not a permanent structure.
Payroll. And,
I'll make a motion to approve the payroll in a minute.
Yes, it's signed.
I
haven't.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if you have.
I have.
I'll
second
it. All of them say
aye.
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 So we're all done.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All of the favor.
Aye.
Aye. David, look at that.
Yes.
Yeah.
20 after 7.
Wow.
So
wow.
My house is 3,600 square feet, and I have four heads for mini splits.